Dance is a medium of expression, and what gets expressed is the work and impulse of the choreographer. The choreographer manipulates different elements as related to the body in order to get his or her message or idea across in dance form. I will highlight a few of the very important ones. The most obvious element the choreographer creates in the service of articulating an idea, a concept, a theme, a feeling, of saying something, would be the development of moves or what the body is doing in space and time. However, not only do the moves say something, but how the move gets executed in terms of speed and more specifically in terms of time and timing also factors into the meaning of the body and the dance. Imagine a dancer raising a fist in the air with a wide open stance. So the act of raising a fist into the air and standing grounded is the move. But what if the dancer raised a fist into the air in a very fast manner? Or what if the dancer slowly raised the fist into the air? These two moves with different speeds would conjure up very different meanings. The timing with which the moves or the choreography transpires is a crucial element that the choreographer manipulates. Watch Tao Dance Theater, a Chinese postmodern dance company moving in their signature, fluid, methodical way. And also watch another work from Wayne McGregor, where the moves of the solo are more sharp, percussive, and faster. Compare these two contemporary dances just in terms of timing of the body. Now, what about the body's location in space? Another facet of choreography that elicits meaning is the placement of the body on stage. What a choreographer is saying when putting a dancer in the very center of the stage is quite different from what the choreographer is saying when he or she is inserting dancers in the back corner of a performance space. Watch this excerpt from Revelations, a full-length dance created by Alvin Ailey in 1960. We will be learning more about Ailey and his choreography later on in the semester, but in the meantime, I want you to consider the solo in terms of spacing. In this section of Revelations, Ailey has located a single dancer in the very middle of the stage. What is he trying to highlight by placing the dancer there? Think about how the meaning of the dance would shift if the soloist were positioned in the back corner of the stage. Perhaps some of the desperate power you notice in this excerpt might be lost if the body is positioned in the back or off to the side. Remember, because dances are constantly moving, the placement of the dancers in space will also be changing. So, when you are watching a dance, pay careful attention to the placement of the dancers, especially as they are changing their locations on stage, and also how the bodies are spaced in relation to each other. What could a choreographer be trying to evoke by keeping two dancers at opposite ends of the stage? Another element inherent in choreography is movement quality, or what the choreographer has determined in terms of the energy or dynamics of the moves. Consider this excerpt of Takademi, choreographed by Robert Battle, who now directs the Alvin Ailey Dance Theater. The dancer shifts between a smooth, fluid movement and movement that is noticeably more staccato and sharp. This conscious shift between two distinct qualities seems to serve as commentary on the rhythmically complex nature of the music. Finally, the idea of form, about which you will learn in more detail, becomes the placing of all of these parts and elements into order and into a whole dance.